Welcome to the episode of Silverlight TV, where we're going to talk with my esteemed guest, Silverlight MVP, David Kelly of Wirestone, and he's going to talk to us today about multi-touch. And if you're not familiar with Silverlight TV, what we do is we get on some great guests, such as David, to talk about some great topics in Silverlight and educate us on what things it can do that are really incredible and how to make them work. So he's going to go through a demo of multi-touch and for beginners and intermediate level. Is that right?
That's right. So we're going to try to fit multi-touch into a really concise demo so anyone can pick it up and get going and kind of do their thing.
And if I could just ask, this is a nice machine here. Is this a multi-touch capacitive resistive? What kind of hardware is this?
Well, this is a multi-touch. We got these at PDC. It's sports 2 touch points. It's really an amazing little piece of hardware. It's like the size of a netbook with the power of a development machine. And the cool part is we can do all our multi-touch stuff on here.
Great.
I believe it's a capacitive resistance. It's not like the Surface with the cameras and all that kind of stuff.
So you get with these, and to help me understand with some of the different touch points, you can do up to 2 touch points or 4, or how many touch points can you
have?
Well,
it depends on the hardware. Different hardware support different things. Mm-hmm. I have a big, huge touch screen in my office, and it'll support up to 7, and where one like this, it only supports 2.
So 7 fingers, huh? That's pretty good.
Right, yeah, so... It's more meant if more people are interacting with it or two people are interacting with it. We've been doing a lot of stuff in retail space that we can't talk about now, but you'll see coming out over the next 2 months. And we found in the retail space, a lot of times there's one or two people and they're shopping or whatever it is they're wanting to do. It's like a kiosk and they might want to interact at the same time. Surface is a great technology for that, but it has its limitations, and Silverlight, WPF kind of pick up where that leaves off.
Great, and your demo today is going to show us how to do this with
Silverlight,
right?
Yep.
Excellent, so I won't get in your way any longer. If you want to just jump right into your demo, we can do that.
Okay, great. So what I thought I would do is show you the basics for doing multi-touch. In Silverlight, this came out with Silverlight 3, we could use the touch.frame-reported, and we add an event handler to it. So unlike your normal events, your clicks, your mouse ups, your mouse moves, we basically have one event that does everything. But the difference is you have different types of touch actions. So what?
Now, is the touch API built into the core of Silverlight, or is there additional DLLs you have to reference?
No, this is built into Silverlight itself. This is part of Silverlight 3. And it's pretty straightforward in Silverlight 3. You don't have to deal with all the complexities of other systems. But you do actually have to write a little bit of code. In this case, once you get your event handler, we have a for loop that runs through all the touch points. In my case, my little laptop can only do 2. But with this for each, we can run through and deal with each touch point based on the action it is. So like in this case, we're just doing something on touchdown.
Great.
So let me...
Touchdown, we're all set.
Let me show you this same thing, but a little bit built out. So I stole this code from off Tim Heuer's blog, and I'm running it in Silverlight 4, but it runs great in Silverlight 3, and it's doing effectively what I just showed you. But in this case, we got a lot more code. Let me run it real quick so we can
So here you're handling the touch frame reported event again, mm-hmm. and you're going to do something.
In this case, we're going to deal with touch down, touch up, and touch move.
Okay.
And we're going to show that it does indeed support two touch points. So in this case, I can stick my finger on here and I get a touch point. And you'll see Tim did a great job of putting the information so we can actually see what's actually being fed in to our touch event handler.
Now, what happens if you stick a third finger on the screen and the hardware doesn't support it?
Well, I'll show you. So in my case, as soon as I put my third finger down, nothing happens.
Gotcha.
But as soon as I pick that finger up, you get...
It picks up the two that remain.
Yeah, it picks up the two that remain because it's still there.
Okay.
More sophisticated hardware would show more. So it's all it's more of a function of the hardware. But in Silverlight, we're only usually going to deal with two, and we found in the real world, for one person, that's what we usually see people do.
Two touch points.
In all the usability studies we've done, we found that there's basically three things that people do all of the time. There's a touch, like we would use a click, you know, like that, and a drag, like that, or a tap, where you would, you know, just tap it.
Okay. And there's event handlers that you can tie into to capture
or
all this.
Pinch. Also, pinch we found very popular.
Now, if you wanted to do like a flick action, how would you handle something like that with one of these events?
Well, in this case, you'd basically have to write the code for that.
Okay.
So when you get that touch point, you get a touch ID, and it's associated with some visual element on the screen, and then you notice that it moves, and then you move it. So in the case, like we're doing some retail stuff, and we have a carousel like with stuff on it, and we have this the mask where we catch our touch point, and we have to calculate it, and we just move the whole thing with the touch point, and as you flick it, you can you have to make the flick. Now I know a couple of people have written abstraction layers that kind of do some of that stuff for you, and then if you get into other technologies, you can get more esoteric stuff. But let's walk through the code real quick.
Great.
I showed you guys earlier a touch.frameReport, and we created our frame or our event handler. And then down here we have the same thing.
So you replace the do something with a lot of code. I got you.
Yeah, basically. So in this case we got an if, and an else, and
it's
another
touch
else.
Touch down or touch up or touch move. Gotcha.
Right. So what happens here is we get a touch ID. We're creating a new ellipse. We're setting the size, and we put it on the screen. And we have all our code for that. And we won't go into all of that.
And I see that you're putting a drop shadow on the touch, if you could scroll up just a moment there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting a drop shadow on there. That implies to me maybe you could do animations or visual state transitions or
Absolutely.
Something like that?
You can do anything
Great.
You want. You know, the trick is to convey to the user what you're doing, and doing things like drop shadows or changes of state as you interact with it is critical, because otherwise the user's going to get confused. We found actually in some of our usability studies that when people are interacting with systems and when they touch something and nothing happens, a lot of times they get really frustrated. So things like drop shadows and so forth can be really important UI elements to help people understand what they're doing. So let's scroll down. In mouse up, we remove our ellipse, but you can do anything you want in there. And the same thing in move, where we, based on the touch ID, we move our element.
You're changing the positions, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where you would do something like with the flick action if you had to.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's other kinds of gestures and different things you could do with this, but the bottom line in Silverlight 3, you're writing code to do it.
And it looks like, just glancing at here, this is relatively easy to jump into, and
mm-hmm.
this code here, just to put the different ellipses on the screen, looked to be about 40 or 50 lines of code. Is
mm-hmm.
there any other magic that somebody has to do to get this set up?
Not really.
Great.
There's other stuff, you know, with other technologies you can do. Tim Heuer's example is great. There's a more complicated version or touch sample on CodePlex called Simon that does multi-touch. An MVP, David Zordon from Italy, actually added a bunch of rich touch APIs to this thing. And you're welcome to dig into that code. It's a little more complicated, but...
from David, yes, I know him well, another one of our Silverlight MVPs. Great. David, that was an excellent demonstration. I think now I know how to go create my first multi-touch application with Silverlight 3 or 4.
Or 4.
Where
I'm looking forward to it.
That'll be great, and hopefully we can get you on some future shows. If anybody has any questions, any of our viewers, on what David's doing here, where you can get the code, you can get it right off our website, for Silverlight TV on Channel 9. Maybe we can get some future applications in multi-touch with David, demonstrating them in the near future.
That'd be great.
I got you on TV now, so I'm holding you to that.
Pretty
See how
good.
That works. And if you do have questions, feel free to go on our Twitter alias and follow us at Silverlight TV. Send any questions or comments or any suggestions that you might have for the TV show, and we'll try to work them into the future. Dave, will you be working up to the Mix conference coming up?
I'll be working up to the right up to the conference.
I bet you will. And you've got some submissions in the open call, don't you?
I do have some submissions in the open call. One of them on multi-touch. I think I've got a lot of fun stories about developers breaking their monitors and other stuff that I'd like to talk about.
Oh, great. I'd love to hear about all that. Well, thank you very much for coming on board, David.
Well, thank you, John.